fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Thursday, June 3rd, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. All right, so the review embargo has lifted for the RTX 3080 Ti, or TI, as they keep insisting it is, but no one else is going to say that, but I digress. And there's some interesting things to comment about it. I mean, first off, by the way, you're not going to get one. Unless it goes on sale, if you're hearing this right at airtime, it goes on sale in roughly 3 hours. And, I mean, let's be honest. You've given up all hope of seeing one. I've given up all hope on seeing one on release day. You know, it's just not going to happen. On top of that, it's $1,200. So, I mean, there's that element too. But I digress. The interesting thing, though, is the performance. It's always hard to judge a card just based on the spec numbers, unless it is in the same generation as another, or for the same architecture, I mean, as another. You can kind of get an idea. And the interesting thing about the 3080 Ti is that it was dangerously close to an RTX 3090. So the question was, of course, is there some more trimmed down sort of elements to the 3080 Ti? And it turns out the answer is no. In fact, almost all the benchmarks show it matching and in some cases exceeding what the 3090 can do. And of course, some other areas where it didn't. If you get one that is factory overclocked, then it has a much better chance of actually keeping up with a 3090. The factory or the Founders Edition cooler in addition is also one more akin to a 3080. So what gives? Well, first off, it only has half the memory of the 3090. But the 3090 had 24 gigs of RAM. It was absurd. And apparently, NVIDIA's reasoning for this is pretty simple. Memory is still silicon. Their whole point of the 3080 was to try and make a card that was easier to manufacture so they could try and keep up with demand. There's signs out of NVIDIA that they're starting to comprehend the situation. But, I mean, it's a $1,200 card. This is going to help pretty much no one. Except for, well, maybe, I don't know. I don't know who it helps. I was going to say the crypto miners, but they're going to have to go and hack that BIOS. Now, NVIDIA did also acknowledge in another review that eventually it's going to get cracked. They're not trying to do uncrackable and all that, but there's a sign that NVIDIA's getting the hint. But I mean, you know, a $1,200 GPU is helping literally no one. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.